This is the latest from your newsfeed. It's Tuesday, the 16th of April. After one aborted, then abandoned criminal trial and two successful out-of-court settlements, Blue Theremin was on Monday found to have raped Brittany Higgins. The decision to the Civil Standard means Theremin lost his defamation case against Network 10 and Lisa Wilkinson and will face legal costs running into the millions of dollars. Theremin launched the defamation action after Network 10 broadcast Wilkinson's interview with Higgins that did not name Theremin as her rapist, but he successfully argued clearly identified him. The Victorian government is pushing for a substantial increase for workers on minimum and award wages, well ahead of the economically responsible lift other states want, amid warnings too big a rise may drive up inflation. Retail, hospitality, accommodation, healthcare and aged care workers would be the biggest beneficiaries of the proposed boost, which the state government says would give vital cost of living support to low-income households. We'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
A new housing super portfolio has been created to focus on fixing South Australia's housing crisis, and several other key portfolio responsibilities have been switched as part of Premier Peter Malinowskis' first cabinet reshuffle. Incoming Minister Dan Cregan will take on the role of Police Minister and the newly created Special Minister of State, which will hand him responsibility for electoral matters and political donations reform. Liberal turned independent Mr. Cregan, previously the Speaker, was elevated to Cabinet last week following the resignation of Minister Geoff Brock for health reasons, which triggered the sweeping Cabinet reshuffle. And Queensland Education Minister Di Farmer has bowed to pressure from the teachers' union and home education bodies, announcing homeschooling reforms and proposed changes to student suspensions and expulsions are officially on hold. The two policy pieces were part of the broader overhaul of Queensland's Education Act put forward in State Parliament last month. And while the rest of the proposed changes can proceed, homeschooling and student discipline reforms are now on ice. Ms. Farmer also revealed plans to establish an overarching homeschool advisory group. The sector currently consists of multiple small representative bodies and formally review the department's home education unit to investigate how it needs to evolve to meet ever-increasing homeschooling numbers.
Australian history is full of colourful but forgotten characters, from alleyway gangsters to Cold War spies and eccentric entrepreneurs. There are hundreds of incredible stories of adventurous Aussies that never make it into our history books. Each week I talk to some of the country's greatest history authors, sleuths and yarn spinners to uncover the untold stories of some of our most interesting and offbeat ancestors. The show, In Black and White, can be found wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll have an update to your newsfeed tomorrow.
The podcast Faith on Trial looks into Hillsong, both in Australia and the US, and takes both the listener and hosts on unexpected twists and turns in the story of Brian Houston and the singing preachers.
There are two incidents involving Pastor Brian.
The Australian journalists uncovered a litany of alleged criminal behavior in the megachurch.
Financial gifts were being given to the leaders of the church.
Listen to Faith on Trial Hillsong ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.